Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis says the high rate of COVID-19 cases helped the county make the difficult decision to issue the stay-at-home order.
Our rate of infected individuals is in the top 50 in the United States for our population. In the state, we're only second to Summit County, and we've worked very closely with Summit County, and it was felt that the two of us together implementing similar type health orders could better prevent the spread of this virus, or at least slow it down to the extent possible.
Davis said ahead of issuing the county stay-at-home order, they saw input from municipality leaders and business leaders in the community.
Recognizing that they would take a significant hit with their employees and businesses not operating at the full level. Surprisingly, we got very good support from the local businesses wanting to get through this as quickly as possible, recognizing that if we can bring things down early on, that could help us get back to normal later on. And so there was a lot of cooperation. Of course, there are some that don't agree, and I understand that. But mostly we've received positive feedback.
Davis says reaction to the order has been mostly positive and points out the county has already seen how following the stay-at-home order has worked for Wasatch High students. Nearly 2,400 students were placed into social isolation for 2 weeks after a student tested positive for the virus.
And that's a difficult population to understand and be able to work with. They basically had a stay-at-home order from the very beginning for them. We were so pleased with how well they worked at it. And of course, it wasn't perfect, but it was good enough. We only have one other individual right now that has the virus in that age group. So we're kind of excited that worked that well. And so we've got to get people to stay at home as best they can and keep their distance, and we can calm this down.
The county will be monitoring the effectiveness of the order and reevaluating, although it can take 2 weeks to know the effectiveness of the order because of the virus incubation period. Davis said the county could modify or relax or increase restrictions depending on what they see. He says the county does not plan to have sheriff's deputies issue citations now or in the future.
We've had a lot of discussion about that. That's a very extreme type of position, we feel. Certainly there may be recommendations. If they were to run into a large group of people, they may suggest to them that they really ought to split up, but we're not going to be issuing citations at this point.
At the Wednesday meeting, council also passed an ordinance to expand their ability to hold electronic meetings.
Previously, we had to have a present at a meeting to be able to have remote connections, and this allows for all the participants to be remote connections. That was our first meeting. We've got a little bit of work to do on that. We want to be able to have the public be able to give us input during those meetings so that when we get to regular type of business, we can have public input, whether it's land use or whatever it is.
Public comments for upcoming meetings are being accepted via email to publiccomment@wasatch.utah.gov. The agenda is usually posted a few days before a Wasatch Council meeting. Davis says the electronic meeting ordinance can be repealed, but it does not have a sunset date. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.